gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yes. My son, father doing is absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Yeah, trouble gon' happen. It's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know. Take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed. Yes, yes. Gonna rock the joint all day long. You're so blessed. Yes. You'll be up in here with our hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, 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 yeah. Woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting love. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. Miracles in life I must achieve, but first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, then I can do it.
I can do it.
If I just believe. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door.
I can fly. Y'all, welcome to the Return of Mad show with your host Yahshua El Messiah right here on WGAG Radio. We're about to get this thing started. I want to thank everybody that's in attendance, everybody that's in the call lines, everybody that's in the BTR chat room. You know what it is. So I hope y'all feeling good. We getting ready to start this show. And brother Yahshua El Messiah, you got it. Take it away.
My beloved Nubian brothers and sisters throughout this United States of America and around the world. It is a great and dreadful day of time that we are living in. Grateful for those who will turn away from Lucifer, the Zazel way of living, and come back to the source of their existence and divine love, all for and by each other. It is very important that we have the love and the honor and the respect and to stand up for Melika Zarok York L, who has been slandered, who has been ridiculed, who has been rejected by many of our silly, obnoxious people who trust their enemies and not the beings that are sent to unite us. We must remove this stigma of divisions, and we must take the resources that we are blessed with to unite our people, to bring them to stand strong against anyone that do not accept our supreme grand Master Teacher. Melika Zarok York L is our Supreme Grand Habitant. Amilibra Akatov Yanun El Kuk Mikael Michael Etnay, who sits on a throne of eternal rulership. Now, its knowledge must be relayed. It must be taught to our people. It must be received in many of our churches. So we must go in there and represent our Creator in His divine love, because that is our source of existence. When we are respected, we have dignity, we have integrity, we have humility, and we have something that everybody knows that's in us. So, I breathe into you the breath of life, and you became a living soul. That Kayin, that spirit force that is in us, as original beings, made us the mothers and fathers of civilization. Now, what is their system? Their motto is divide and conquer through any means necessary. They will pay people to betray their people. They will pay people to mess up the family foundation offered and by each other. What is their system to us? It is negative. It is chaos. It is pervert spirit forces, Azazel system. And many people are educated in his system to worship their images, their gods, and their way of life. For the image on their currency is the image of the beast, Revelation 13 chapter, verse 8. Those who worship the image of the beast, whose names are not in the book of life. And he makes war against all who do not worship that image. Revelation 13, chapter verse 15. Our problem is our mind, the way that we utilize our thinking abilities, not to see and hear and feel deep down inside the realities of now is a necessity. We're under attack. And what are we doing to offset that attack? We are helping and aiding the enemy in accepting his media lies. He controls the media. He controls what you hear. He controls what you buy. He tells you to spend all your money and borrow money for Christmas. He sets up Easter, telling you to worship death of the Messiah, crucified. He was tortured, and they do lie. How long will we subjugate ourselves like that? How long will we accept the words of a lying people whose father is Satan? How long will we turn against each other and not defend our women and children with some belief system that some God is going to pop out the sky, some angels that's all of a sudden going to come and save us? The ability to save each other is in each other. The ability to care for each other is in each other. The Creator's in you. To love the Creator of the boundless endless universe, you must be purified in mind, body, spirit, soul, essence of life. To love the Creator is to be in his divine order, not Lucifer in his many orders. Where is our order? Is Melchizedek. Who is he? Revelation 14 chapter talks about Jesus and his people. And it says, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion with him 144,000. Having his father's name written in their forehead. We do not call the heavenly holy father God. We do not use our enemy's words to blaspheme the holy name of the source of existence. That lamb and gave the true name of his heavenly holy father to his. Revelation 18, chapter verse 4, come out of her, my people. How long will we hurt our supreme grand master teacher by not uniting our people. As I said, cursed be all who will not take down the cross of death in the image of the beast for all eternity. For this is the true Son of Man speaking to his people. And that divine love that is in me, the same love that created all of us, is in all of us. The reason we don't use it, because we have been programmed, stereotyped. We have been subject to an evil spirit forces, and anything sent to us that is divine to make us honor our mothers and fathers and respect each other. Children are cursing out their parents. Children are cursing each other. Children are getting killed for the language of the beast. In our language, Nuwapu, Nuwabik, our way of life, there is no cursing of each other. Many people fail to realize how much pride, how much honor, how much integrity, how much decency in a person's culture and language and way of life to live in a family structure of for and by each other. We must bring the families together. When it talks about the tribe of Judah coming together in the ending times, Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2, the tribes of Judah are like unto the ground. You don't love your ancestors. You don't love the Creator. We got a spin program to spend thousands of dollars in his system, building his system and not our system. We are the greatest builders on the planet. What they have done is utilize the greatest minds to help them in their power. White supremacy, white magic. Our power is black magic. Our way of life is predating everything in existence on this planet. And we brought it down to this planet from the stars' constellations. Genesis 6, chapter, verse 3, 4, 5, and 6, when it talks about the daughters of men being born and multiplying, that the sons of God came down and went into those daughters, took whom they chose as wives. You've got to understand your genealogy, your connections to supreme beings. You've got to understand that to get an understanding, studying the books, the knowledge, the wisdom, the writings that came from and knew our Heavenly One, he who is above all in all, who is El Elo, the source of existence, El Manus. Why are we having a problem? Is because knowledge and wisdom, supreme spiritual science of existence, is a divine love source. And once we tap into that divine love that is inside of us to care from the soul that the Creator breathed into us, breath of life, a divine breath, is a living soul inside of you. Don't give up your soul, because the Creator put it in there and he can take it. For the source is El Nefunek, the giver, El Kakuzak, the taker. Don't be fooled, my people. when love comes to you, it don't come to you in another person's images to trick you to hate self and kind. When love comes to you, it comes to you in your images, in your reflections of the source of existence. I have no problem with any people saying somebody came to them to teach them that look like them. But to reject the mothers and fathers of civilization who went around teaching everybody and civilizing everybody lets you know to love and know to love your mothers and fathers, respect them, to honor them. Children, our children are cursing us, disrespecting us. Who taught them that? Where's that spirit force coming from? When people are cursing their children and using derogatory sentences, do you know what it feels like to be a child and your parents are disrespecting each other and disrespecting the children? As I said, we cry out to the sustainer of the boundless in this universe, Elilo, the source, Elmanus, for forgiveness. We go inside. We reconnect to that symptom, the source of existence is in us, and we are in the source. That intelligence is the boundless inner universes of existence. There is nowhere that intelligence is not. The intelligence is throughout the boundless inner universes. They limit you with their Bible. Many guys adopt your kill, brought supreme knowledge, supreme wisdom, supreme sciences of spiritual guidance. Where are the people to say to the enemies of truth, justice, and righteousness, the king of justice, the king of righteousness, who is Melchizedek? How long will our people not unite with the spirit of truth? How long? Even in the Bible, John 4 chapter, verse 23, in the hours come when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. How long? We turn against each other with some religious doctrine of chaos, of belief, no facts, stupidity, ignorance. How long would we let that happen to us? If we love the teachings of Jesus Christ, if we love the teachings of a Muhammad, the real one, Mustafa Elamin, Rasulullah, if we love the messengers that are true light messengers, why do we have division? I tell you why. Money, power, influences to turn against your own people and to trick them and to deceive them and to keep them from coming together saying, I'm a Catholic. I'm a Protestant. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I'm a this and I'm a that. This scripture of proof says Psalms 82, verse 6. I say you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High El. Show me a denomination in that scripture. All of you educated people, where is the denomination? Where is your religion? In the book of Psalms, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Show me your religion. You walk around with your self-righteous complex and inferiority complex, worshiping the devil and his children, and not the creator that is inside of you. If you don't give up that devil religion of division, you shall wish you had never been born or existed. Love the truth. Love the truth. And know the truth. John 8, chapter verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from what? The deceptions, the tricks, the attractions of Lucifer and his children to take us away from the family foundation. You don't even know nothing about Abraham unless you read the book Malachi put out. You're limited in his Bible version. Your Bible version is like a net in an ocean compared to Malachi, the Lord, your hell. Acting raised. The son of righteousness. Your little book you call the Bible is like a net in an ocean. You don't even know who Melchizedek is. That is brand new. Having no beginning of days, no end of life, no mother, no father, no descent. Who do you think Melchizedek is? That is the throne of brand new. And all of you are running away from that throne with your religious beliefs. The Son of Man is a high priest in the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek forever. Because my creator is the forever living. Now, can you talk to my people in love, divine love? Can you tell them to stop being tricked and deceived with a religious doctrine to divide us? There's so many different religions in our communities, which really is not a community because communities are for and by each other anyway. So what is in our way of living, in our way of living in the devil's system? Chaos, crime, corruption. Polices are policing us that don't look like us. And many of them that look like us will do more harm to us just to please their white gods. Just to turn and say, yeah, they'll call us the names. They'll lock us up and put handcuffs on us tighter than anybody. Where is the soul? Soul is caring from inside in that compassion, deep, divine love of our creation. Malachi came to teach you to resist that system that make us cold-blooded against each other. My angel, Malachi is a dog, your tail. That's my angel. Why can't you say it? What they want to say about him, and you don't stand up in your actions and deeds. It's a hell no. That's not what we're going to accept. That man is our angel. Now, that's how you should love the Creator. You should love the Creator by accepting those who he sent. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I don't speak against Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I don't speak against beings I know were sent by the Creator of the boundless universe. But the devil and his children give us a religion to turn against them who are forerunners, who are in the clan of the Most High. Because Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the one coming after him is a man in flesh, Melchizedek. Talking about the Book of Lamb. How can I talk against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? The respect we need for beings that we know have come and done their best to take a people out of the muck and mire, to pull them up to the love of self and kind, to operate their own businesses. Why do you have so many children in crime? Because we don't have no businesses for them. We don't have no culture, no languages of our own. A people with a language and a culture and an identity can't accept the devil what they say we are. Many times the door fell in, gave you everything you need. And our people are resisting that, are denying that this angel, Michael, Michael, and Daniel, the 12th chapter, that knowledge will increase when this being comes. And there will be the righteous turning many to righteousness. And they will light up like the darkness of the firmament. Firmament. Like the star, they will shine. How long will we let our women and children be tortured and killed and slaughtered like animals? Did we not read this Bible says, I give you dominion over all the earth, over all the creeping things, over all the animals and the beasts in the outer fields, everything in the sea? How do we gain our right to wear that crown of life? I tell you how we do it. All for and by each other. And here's the 7th chapter. Read it, my people. The 9th verse to the 27th verse. Please, all of you, it's in the Bible. Talks about that being, the Ancient of Days, sitting on that throne. And it talks about the saints of the Most High having an everlasting dominion. Who do you think those beings are? They're in the holy tabernacle of the Most High El. This Son of Man has on that website the Creator's website. And when many people resist this website and do not acknowledge what's on this website and what's in those books, over 360, by the Supreme Grand Hierarchy, I'm a liberal operative at Tumri. On this website is at Tumri, the Son of Righteousness, the King of Justice and Righteousness. Jeremiah 23rd chapter. He shall be known as the Lord of Righteousness. That's in their Bible. But in our books, we know he's the King. We know that. In our actions and deeds, from being taught by him, we know who he is. Now let us unite our people in the ancient mystic order of Melchizedek. Let Genesis chapter 6 wake you up. Two sets of those beings that came. Those of the Amalekites, cherubims, they went into the daughters of men, and then there was the seraphim. Those of the green light, they went into the daughters of men. And it says when they went into the daughters of men, how powerful the knowledge was, how strong the spirit force was. So let us not be tricked and deceived. Those who love Lucifer do not love the, those who love the Creator love the family. And those who were taught by Melchizedek turn away from their enemy's way of living and united. If anyone understands Genesis 14, chapter verse 18, they understand how Abraham raised his hand up to the possessor of heaven and earth. He was taught by Melchizedek. all of the great ones that descended was already recorded to descend into this flesh, and Melchizedek came and taught them. Melchizedek taught the Son of Man. How long will we let your preachers, your bishops, your brothers, and they screaming and calling and singing them slave songs? Keep us in that paradigm of disobedience to our oath we took, to our vows. Let us come together as two like messengers. Let us receive our brothers, Christians, Catholics, Protestants, Jehovah's Witnesses in the light of truth. We must reflect that truth in our actions and deeds, and we must honor the spirit of divine love that created us, which is in us. Don't let the devil and his way of life wax you cold against your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers. None is perfect but the source of existence, and we strive to be perfect as the source of existence, as his true life messenger. That's what is in Revelation 14 chapter when it talks about the 144,000 having the Father name written in their forehead. For they did not bow to the image of the beast, nor did they worship any of those images. They didn't travel to these areas where they got white images for people to fall down and say, this is Jesus, this is also the Mother Mary. This is the angels. They didn't do that. I have traveled all over the United States and Canada, and I have seen some of the most hurting things my people do because I love them so much. And I said, how can you ignore the things that are even in Exodus telling you not to do those things in your own Bible? Telling you not to bother them images. Telling you not to accept your enemy's God. What is wrong with us is we don't want to face realities. I love my children. I love my mother. I love my father. I don't never want to hurt anyone in my family. I don't want to disrespect my daughters, my sons, nobody. I don't want to curse nobody out either. Why? Because there's a divine love principle that we must obey. To love the Creator is to be of the highest integrity, of the highest wisdom and knowledge in existence, and divine love. On this website, the Most High L, Holy Tabernacle Ministry, the word is there, divine love. Divine love. What is divine love? Let me tell you, it is felt deeply within the mothering and fathering of life. When a mother and a father is in divine love principles, it is children will feel it, and the children will embrace it. So we must change our way of thinking and our actions and deeds. You don't become like the devil and his children with a foul mouth, disrespecting people out in the public and also in the homes. They don't become like them. The love of the Creator is a perfection in his divine love. If you read Revelation 14 chapter, where it talks about those 144,000, they were without fault songs. A song. Listen to that. And they were redeemed from the earth.
Now, they had no gold in them, no fortune. They had not been defiled. Kind of people do we want to be in the face of the creator of the boundless, endless universes of existence? We want to be his divine loving children who feel his divine love, and our actions and deeds must reflect that divine love. As I told a person before, I would not disrespect President Bush and his wife. That is not our way of life. You have people that don't know they're black devils. They think it's okay. It's righteousness. We do not live like them, and we do not project ourselves in that light of hatred and slandering and lying on a person when we don't even know them. As I used to travel and tell people that was slandering and talking against a being that became the president of the United States, and I said, have you ever walked with that being? Have you ever worked with that being? Have you ever lived with that being? Have you ever seen that being before? Most of them would say no. And still slandering him on what the media said or what someone else said. That is not our way. Truth is truth. We've got to live in truth. We don't accept lies. We don't accept a belief system. The foundations of righteousness is knowledge, which has the word know in it, and it must have something else, right knowledge. Just like wisdom, gotta have right wisdom. The devil nature, we got plenty of wisdom, plenty of knowledge, but there is no divine love. The difference is divine love. You think the devil nature don't have knowledge and don't have wisdom. They use it in trick knowledge. They use it to suppress people. They use it to control the poor and the what? Gullible people. And they also will attack you if you rise up and resist that system. But together we stand, divided, we fall. They know what they're doing to us. We don't know how it works. Because once we realize how this system works, and we want to save our women and children from being caught up in that system, we will come together and stand together. And that's the purpose of this broadcast. To let my people begin to see reality and feel it and know that we must give up his system of divisions. The Holy Tabernacle of the Most High is about the unifying of a people. It has his soul in them that the devil wants. He wants your soul. And many of you have given it to him. Now, as I said, take your children back from the devil and his children. Love the source of existence that is in you. Don't let no religious hypocrisy, foolish doctrine, take the creator out of you. Every time I meet a person, I meet them in divine love. I care. I don't care what race they are. Because I'm not going to become the devil. And you got to think like that. You don't go out and mistreat people, torture people, rob people, kill people, and do all of that stupid stuff. You don't break in people's houses. You don't do that. You don't knock down old women and take their checks and put a gun to their head and go to the ATM and empty it. You don't do that kind of stuff. Because the family structure is where we're supposed to make sure our children are not caught up in this system. When you get a blessing from the creator to have a lot of resources, You take your family and restructure it in a business format, in a power love of the creator of the boundless universe and his obedience to the source of existence. Excuse me, being obedient to the source of existence is our way of life. So if you say you love Jesus, or you say you love Muhammad, or you say you love the prophet, the messengers, Noah, Drew, Isaiah, honor, Elijah, Muhammad, we have no problem with you loving them. My problem is, why do you take a religious doctrine and turn against your people? Our way of life is all for and by each other. And that's a family thing. The more of our families begin to structure themselves with the way that our Supreme Grand Husband set it up, our Supreme Grand Master Teacher, El Azim, El Mufti, El Mufti, when we overstand the many names in the titles of the schools of thought, it was all in divine love. The thing he did was surgically to remove a stigmatization in us, a spell, a coma, an amnesia state, to resurrect us back to being supreme beings. Now, you can choose, because you have that in you. You can choose not to do the right things, and you can choose to do the right things. You have choice, and I love you so much, and I want you to love self in kind. I want you to love your family. I want you to be able to communicate with your family structure in a way that we organize and help each other to protect that woman and protect her children, guardians of beings that have a responsibility to protect and defend our way of life. Abraham was taught to war against his enemies, but he was united, and he was taught by Melchizedek. That is what the devil and his children don't want you to do. They don't want you to know that. A united people are strong and mighty because they are for and by each other. The Son of Man will travel into many of your churches, cathedrals, and he will speak. You better be warned when the Son of Man leave that place. If they deny the Son of Man speaking from the spirit of truth of his heavenly holy Father, death and destruction will come. Don't think I cannot command the angels of the Most High. You don't know who really is the Son of Man. That day is coming. I have no fear. You should have no fear. You should walk in a power mindset in the divine love of your source of existence to help your people. And all that you cannot help is because they refuse it. Because they have a choice. But there's great pain and suffering coming from those who do not love and know. It is true life messengers. Now, all of the people that are hearing this broadcast, all of the gifted, talented, radiant, soulful people that are listening to this broadcast, you have to reach a consciousness to take what you have, to get with other people, to eliminate the oppressor, to eliminate his system among our people. That is what we must do as children of the creator, the boundless in the universe. Every one of us should be an individual loving the creators, the balance in the universe, so we can bring that consciousness together. When you go into your room or wherever, and you are talking to that great spirit force that created us, you should have that language and tones and vibrations to raise your frequencies. And you should vibrate in that love of the source of existence, divine love. That is our true way. Don't never become cold. They show us being tortured, beat up, prison schemes, slavery films. Police brutality is not police brutality. It is torture. It is a total disrespect for the life source of existence in us. Do you hear this? They do not respect and honor the life source of the creator that is in us. Anybody that do that to a being does not love the creator. You gotta make a decision. And that decision is to unite, to move yourself from his images, his religious doctrine, his legions of demons, unholy spirits are jumping up and down, but wild in churches. Those are unholy spirits. How long will we subject ourselves to that? How long will we listen to people that are redundant? The redundancy of a sermon is like a spell of ignorance. I'm messed with that Bible in less than 90 days. But you're going to come to me and tell me about a Bible. If you are a supreme intelligent being raised up in the love of the source of existence, you don't preach confusion. You don't tell people your spirit, but not my spirit. You don't tell me God talked to you last night, but God can't talk to me. What is wrong with us is theology, theory, beliefs. It takes us away from the facts of reality. The facts of reality is we are under attack. The state of emergency, urgency has been declared by the Son of Man. You must come together as a people. I don't want to see any more of our women and children being neglected, abused, tortured, locked up, killed. And the only way to stop it is unite. They have no power. When you are strong, united people, they have no power. Giving away your divinity, you're giving away the power that's in each and every one of us as a united people. I've seen what united people can do. I've seen organizations united protect and defend their people. I've seen it. Now, I know you've seen it too. What must we do? Let us respect the intellect, intelligence, so what we endow with, to teach and help each other. I'm respecting you because you say you're a Christian, a Catholic, a Protestant, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Pentecost, whatever, Muslim, 5%, God to the earth. I'm not going to disrespect you. What I'm saying is it's time to remove the separation ties. We are all children of the Most High, and I know that. then remove the stuff that eliminates us from coming together and eliminate everything that blocks it. We must stand strong on principles that our Supreme Grand Master Teacher taught us. The United Nuwadi Nation of Moors, under the ancient Egyptian order of Melchizedek, is the Most High LHTM. Holy Tabernacle Ministry. And everyone that went out and worked in the HTM ministry should never defile themselves and never brought themselves down to the devil way of living. Now, if you can recognize that you need to critique yourself, that's the divine love in you. I did it. In this flesh, being raised up just like you, I critique myself. I love the Creator. I love Him with all I am. And it hurts to see people not love our Creator. That's the way you should feel. You would want everybody to love Him, everybody to honor Him in their actions and deeds, everybody to love each other and care for each other. Oh, that's the love in us. I don't want to see any child hurt. I don't want to see any woman hurt. I don't want to see no raping, no disrespect. I don't want to look at no garbage on television, those pervert spirit orders. Take your children away from the devil music and the devil system of training us to not care. Demand it in your family structures. Have your meals and things together, your businesses together. Dine with your people in a presentational form. Not in no clowning entertainment. What the hell is wrong with us if we got hell in us? Gotta get it out. He put it in us. Give it back to him. Give him his hell back. Get it out. Critique yourself. You're a child of the Most High. Don't accept his way. Don't accept his music. Don't accept his bad song. Don't accept his talent either. He's talent everybody. Refugees and everything. He got a system so you can talk against people and disrespect people. That is not our way. What we want you to do, you and your devil children, is to leave us alone so we can have our culture and our identity and our way of life offer and by each other. I have no problem with all the people on the planet that want to live in the divine love of the Creator of the boundless universe, offer and by each other. But don't disrespect our black people anymore. Because the Son of Man is here. You may think you all that, you devils on this planet. But you have never witnessed what's going to come in the end of this world. What you will see in the end of this world will let you know you don't go against El Elo, the source of existence in his children of his divine love order. The ancient mystic order Melchizedek was attacked when he went out to Edison, Georgia, and attacked that land. They attacked the order of Melchizedek. That is the seventh chapter where it talks about how they attacked the tabernacle, spoke against the Most High on this planet. That's in Daniel the seventh chapter, ninth through the 27th verse. Melchizedek. In the ending times of this world, coming from the east unto the west, Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. That's that light that came from the east unto the west, the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek. Now, how long will we not accept the spirit of truth? People, everywhere we go who know the truth, to be speaking to people in that divine love, not ridiculing them, expressing things and discussing things, and those people are gifted and talented too. We got to get away from the egotistical stuff, the selfishness. We got to understand how great we are as a united people. When you look at what happened in Eagleton, Georgia, that was just a mall. Just a mall. For a few people that went out there and did astronomical things because of the point of vision. The mind was open. The chest was open. And we received the Creator's divine love from the Supreme Grand Master Teacher, our beloved angel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Michael, Michael, Melchizedek, Yorkhill, the Lamb. Now, when I go out and I'm putting this card out and I'm teaching my people, I teach them in divine love. I just had a trip to Jacksonville, Florida. And the people that was with me on that trip received the knowledge and the wisdom from the divine love principles that are in me from Daniel. And they were excited and wanted more. We must remove their system by speaking to each other in that capacity to let them know they can teach us too. Told the man and the people on the bus, I can learn from them. You can teach me things. Because the source is in you too. Your intelligence is in you too. When I told the people on my first show, the Son of Man is not an egotistical being. I learned from my grandchildren, and I learned from my great-grandchildren, and I've learned from people every day when I meet them. That humbleness and meekness and sharing the knowledge and wisdom to come together is a necessity. It's a necessity. But my wife, I respect her. I honor her. I honor my children. My children will call on this show and tell you they teach me the Son of Man because the all is in them too. And the all is in me. And the all is in you. That's how we love each other. Let us say, all praise and all gratitude and all faithfulness is to the Most High El Elohim and you, our Heavenly Holy Father. Alleluia, alleluia. All of you that know how to do this, do it in your way of inner being connected to the very source that we dwell in. For I dwell in the source, so be you. I can. All the I do. This is the way that we're going to come together. When you can say all intelligence exists by way of the source. That's how we learn. That's how we live. That's how we forgive each other. When you're giving, living, loving, sharing with the source, in the source, of the source, divine love. Now, a moment to reflect, each of us to reflect. The past is the past. Now is now. Let us remove everything that hinders us and go forward. Let us forgive and be about the now that will take us further and further into the now. The now reality, to face the facts of reality, is what we must do. Now, brothers and sisters, in the name of Elohim, the source of existence, the Most High El, and me, our Heavenly Holy Father, Elohim, 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 in all gratitude and all faithfulness to the source of the boundless in the universe of existence. I'm ready for questions. I'm ready for questions. Are there any questions? Are there any questions? Lines are open. Are there any questions?
Praises to the Elohim, Elohim, El. Peace to the Lord. I would ask you how you doing, but I can see that you're doing your best. I would say that I really enjoyed the show today. It was beautiful. I agree with just about everything you said. Especially the part about speaking in tones and basically saying it from your chest. I just got two questions for you. The first one, I would like for you to touch on when you was talking about each one is for like the way we deserve to wear our crown of our know. Is the way we get this through each other. So I was wondering, I see what you're saying, but my thing is, I feel like you got to, you know, save yourself first, because if you can't have a bunch of unsaved people trying to save you, so by saving yourself, you save others. So I was wondering if you could touch on that. And my second thing is, as far as keeping the kids, you were saying take the kids back from the devil and keeping them away from the devil. And I was thinking that was kind of impossible because, you know, the devil can assume any place, space, or thing. And with that being said, the devil could, you know, be in you. It could be in me. It could be in the child itself. So, you know, with me, I identify the devil and show my seed what the devil is. I have no problems with her walking amongst the devils because she's a god. And as long as she can identify him, she won't be fooled into thinking that the devil doesn't exist.
Okay, you want me to answer?
Yes, sir.
When people are working and around people that are very strong positive energy force with the intelligence of the source of existence in that divine love order, there's a difference. You have a shield. You have a protection. You have a, when people are saying put on the armor of God, like in Ephesians 6 chapter, when you read it, about how you wrestle with those spirits, those forces, adverse forces, it is a nucleus in us that activate a super subconsciousness, that is our soul, of caring. And that is what they are blocking with their media frequencies. Remember, many people are really being seduced and taken away from the actions that they could be about for themselves to help other people and even their families. So the difference is when a person is connected with beings that are very strong, positively working for a purpose, and then people are collectively sharing knowledge and wisdom and beginning to be building something, connecting something, unifying people.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at a school environment, and we set up a school, and many people are learning and excelling, and they are able to go and help other people. It's the same formula in a family. The question was, the woman is a powerful intellect, intelligence. And if she is the one, then she shares it as the mother. And the father, if he's the one, he shares it. And collectively, people build up the foundation to learn from each other. And then the system is there all for and by each other. It's not hard to do as long as the ego is removed.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is a selfish consciousness of the ego is hard to remove sometimes unless a person is able to say, I'm going to learn from you. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to work with you. And then that's another thing, like this show. You know, there's people that know how to do this. They're formulating a system in broadcasting. And when people come in, they sit, they learn, they participate. And then one day they can become a person that have another person broadcast.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying is it's not hard when a person may have an inner ear and that humbleness and meekness to respect the intelligence in all. I can learn from animals. You can sit there and watch animals' behavior, and the mother nature is so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? You can listen and listen to the birds and the bees and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a sound of om.
The birds.
Om, om. So the frequencies and the knowledge and the wisdom that they want to keep us from is trap us in their media, in their movies, in their music, which is a devil beat. We don't understand what natural rhythm is. We removed ourselves from natural everything. Naturally eating has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady called Adama who is trying to teach the people to remove themselves from this foolishness of eating themselves to die. Eating yourself to die, mm-hmm. but not live. So the science of right knowledge, right wisdom, and a right understanding is to remove us from trick knowledge. People that use knowledge to trick people. People that use their wisdom to trick and deceive people. To manipulate people into a pharmaceutical market where they are prescribing prescriptions but no resolutions.
Right. Hey, son of man, it was funny you was talking about that ego thing, and you had touched on fear, and you were speaking on staying in divine love. And I say this a lot, but people tend to disagree with me, but you know, if you look at the English definition of fear and love, then you can have a debate about it. But if you look at the scientific identification of fear and love, and you take those emotions, those thoughts that was put into motion, and you take a person, per se, and you weigh the vibration of that person, the vibrations that person is giving off, while in a state of fear, it'll be kind of long and slow. Whereas on the other polar end, on the polar opposite side, when you're in a state of love, your vibrations are short and fast. So you're vibrating at a higher speed one of the highest speeds, and just like in fear, you're operating, vibrating at one of the lowest speeds. And we was talking about how your thoughts gives off gases, and the gases are consumed by others, you know, dealing with stuff like the power of suggesting or actually vibing with somebody's aura, you know. So I was wondering, like, when you say you got to be in a state of love, you know, it's like, it's almost like, you know, it kind of sound like one of, like a light worker, you know, like, you know, just love all the time and you know, just unite and everything. And I guess I'm a firm believer. I'm asking you, like, is there a time for hate? You know what I'm saying? Like, aren't we supposed to utilize?
Yes, that's balancement.
Right.
When you're saying it in the way that you're saying it, yes, that's balancement. You know, I hate what I see when people are torturing and disrespecting people and misrepresentation and towering people with bad names and stuff like that, trying to control, you know, and manipulate their lifestyle, you know, to be influenced with those adverse forces to hurt other people. Yes. You hate that system. You hate that thing that causes that. And your reaction is to find a way to resolve that, to negate that, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? To keep it from happening to you and your people. And you try to find people that want to work together and bring the resources together, you know, to build up and by each other. Now, think for a moment, my brothers and my sisters. When we build our own communities, it will be a community of and by us. We have our businesses, we have our schools, we have our medicines, doctors, and everything. We have our field of operations, you know, and we have our source of zoning and everything in building. When you look at a blueprint to help a people become a strong nation of people, I said there has been no other blueprint except the United Nuwabi Nation of Moors, who came with all the knowledge and the wisdom to sustain us from the creator of the boundless universe, who is our sustainer. So I didn't look at Mary Guys of Dorothy O'Hale as just a supreme grand master teacher. I looked at him as Anu, as the Most High, the creator of the boundless universe, teaching us, guiding us, giving us that great knowledge from the throne of existence, which is the all. You know? And who appoints and who set up thrones, who set up rulership. The all source of existence. So what I felt in me was the love of existence. And I took it to the sister to critique myself, to do everything to stop doing foolish things. I took it seriously that somehow, Father, I must remove myself from stupidity, from ignorance. From a bad way of thinking, a bad way of doing things, a bad way of talking. I got to remove myself away from all of that. And I worked on it and worked on it. I did it and I did it because I love and knew. I love the source of existence. And I want to please my heavenly, holy Father. And there's a host of beings. I want them to like me too. Because I want to be among those beings that love the Creator. And that's the way we got to think. We want to be among people that love the source of existence. So we won't fear them. We won't worry about them turning against us, hurting us, backstabbing us, slandering us. We want to be like those beings that do that. We want to be trustworthy. We want to be truthful. I want to be conscious of my actions and my deeds. And I go to the Creator with all my thoughts. Read the book of Malachi Tears. He goes to the Creator with all his thoughts.
In that blueprint, what is the role of the male?
Great question. And I'd like to have more like that. Look at the male as one with you. Look at the woman as one would be. Look at the talents, the gifts, the mind, things that two people can do together in harmony, in peaceful ways, and even in compromising at a state. So right now, a person might say something, I really don't know what that is. And then the person started doing it, and I said, wow, that was something nice, beautiful, wonderful, exciting. It is a way of living with each other and a way to protect and defend and respect the abilities, the qualities in each of us. And that brings on a strong family, children working together, offer and by each other.
What happens when the male refuses to provide for the family?
An institution, if you set it up and you network it right, people benefit from it. Same thing with the structure of the family. If a strong institution is in place and those people abide by those laws and those principles and that network system, they cultivate. They enhance their relationship in the families, and the family grows and builds, and it's connected. It doesn't disconnect. It stays in touch. It stays in the focus of family, all for and by each other. It looks out for each other. When one needs help, it defends it and comes and helps that person. You know, that is the system that we walked away from, because we were being oppressed so bad with white racism, we were forced to do it. You know, people don't know, I was a child fighting demon spirit police, so to speak, you know, because we were united. A united people have power.
Right.
You know? And the police didn't mess with us no more. But we were united. You know, that's a system that our people have been indoctrinated with the media saying how powerful the police is and how they can kill and how they can break in your house or kick your house down. You know, how we can stand there and watch some police come and just torture people.
Hey, what happens when the bell refuses to provide for the family?
Say that again?
What happens when the male refuses to provide for the family?
It is a sad day and time, you know, to see so many of our men say they're men and not want to protect and defend and provide and help that woman and those children. We've got to get away from that. They have institutionalized a welfare system that we must reject. Many men would leave just because the woman didn't get checks. We must reject that system, because many men are falling down to the devil system because of the monetary system that he has in place for the woman and the children. And also, he can come in and take the women and the children, separate them. But they deep back system. So we have a system that is a predatory system. And who are being preyed upon? Who wants our blood? Who wants our organs? Do you know why they want you? Melanin.
Melanin
is intelligence, healing power, the pineal gland. You understand the signs of the pineal gland, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
They want our organs. They want us. In the experimental laboratory, let me expound on something. As the people come, two people, and they say they got Ebola. They heal them. They get them antibiotics, blood transfusion, and they get healed. What blood did they use? They don't tell you. What antibiotics was in that blood that they gave those people? The serum that they use? Another one? Now, let's go to the guy in Texas. What happened to him? Did he die?
Nah.
What did they say? We're going to use experimental drugs on him. but not what cured the other people and helped the other people.
That's right.
In Emory University hospitals, et cetera. You understand? Listen to them. We're going to use experimental drugs. And then what they say, oh, we tried this. We tried, but we couldn't save them. Isn't that two people now, another doctor?
Mm-hmm. They got him in concentration camps, son of man, over there in Nigeria and Liberia, just taking blood at will.
Now, our people do not want to accept that the enemy of us is a vessel for Lucifer. They don't want to accept it. And as long as we are in denial that these people are enemies to us, we will never get rid of them until we unite and give them back everything they gave us in their what? White supremacy subliminal doctrine that they are going to heal everybody and save everybody when they are the beings that have tortured, killed, and lied and set up a system that deceives people every day as deceivers of the world. Is on this website. Problem is, we tried to civilize them, and we failed. Look at them. Listen to them. How many ways are you going to cook a chicken?
Man,
coming up with all of these things, saying you could cook it this way, cook it that way. You can season it this way.
You got a lot of ways to cook some chicken.
But I'm just saying, what kind of redundancy or stupidity that we need to keep falling into and that you're going to get sick from their feeding you to get sick and you're going to go to their hospital and they're going to get vials of your blood.
Mm-hmm. Doing a blood test, they need to fucking
vials. Because they're trying to stop you from getting that frequency.
Right. Putting metals in our bloodstream and in our water supply.
They're trying to stop you.
Right. Fucking
up
our frequencies. That's right. That's why we got the guys like the women that run this show, you know, hit Neff up at greenandgreens.com and get that chlorella and you'll start getting that those metals out your system so you can start resonating properly. Know what I mean?
This is what I'm talking about. See, the intelligence in you, my brother, and the intelligence in the sisters that are on this broadcast, imagine it right now that it can happen any day now that we collectively take this knowledge and wisdom and utilize it in resurrecting the minds of our people and the tabernacles.
Mm.
And the tabernacle system that I want right now is for our people in their churches.
Son of man, they don't want to fight the devil, though. We was talking about this last night. Nobody wants to fight the devil. Everybody wants to feed their desires. You know what I mean? There's nobody wants to go toe-to-toe. They can't kill, you know, the devil. We can't kill the devil that exists within ourselves first. You know, give us nothing, and we keep accepting and keep accepting the devil and his ways, and we don't fucking learn. You know why? Because
the
devil
gives us nothing. Let's do this right here. Let's do this right here. Don't say that we can't do it. Let's say that there are many people that are refusing right now, you know, but there are many people that are not.
Right.
You know, we are not going to get caught up in his tunnel vision meeting. He's branding us. He's trying to control us to let us think that we don't have people that's doing good things to bring us together. That's a lie. Let me tell you something. I do not trust man. I trust Anu. When Anu planned the plan, then he is in all in all. That plan will succeed with the beings that love him and obey him. That's what we got to consider. We got to consider that.
Absolutely.
And new plan is the best plan. And my faith is in a new. and my trust is in you. And all I need is in you. You don't see me going out here trying to become a millionaire, billionaire in the system of the devil. My wealth is not of this world. There's a new world coming, an ending and a new beginning, the preparation for the children of the Most High that loves him is recorded as the righteous one. The righteous one. The righteous one. He turned many to righteousness. In whose order is that going to be? Not Satan. Not Satan in his orders. He got many of them.
That's right.
This is our time. This is our time. And it's going to happen because we care. You care. Other beings care. We don't see what everybody's doing. But we got to respect that day when everybody's coming together and working all for and by each other. They know it's going to happen. They're just trying to take as many away from it. They know many are called and few are chosen. They know that already. And they're trying to get as many as they can before everything really gets to throwing. But the revolution will not be televised. They control the media. They're never going to tell you what's really going on.
That's right. That's exactly right. But Son of Man, we don't have any more callers. If you want to go ahead and close out, we can do that.
Okay, my beloved people, let us do this.
Okay.
Let us concentrate. Concentrate deeply in a deep meditation thought of how to critique ourselves, to come together with other beings that are our people. The first is the love of self in time. And then other people will respect us and they will honor us because you are the soul people, the consciousness of justice and righteousness. Everybody on this planet knows that you have a soul.
Yes.
Everybody knows it. And they know that that divine love of breath is in you. They get close to you. They want to breathe it. You breathing away and they breathing in. They know who you are.
Absolutely.
It's time for us to know who we are and to know how to respect and honor each other. Let us do it. Not loving self in kind. Stop not loving your images. Stop not loving your ancestors.
Did you say
love your ancestors?
Did you say love your enemy?
Love your ancestors.
Oh, okay.
Let me say this clearly so everybody don't get it mixed up. I do not love the enemy of Anu.
Hell no.
I do not love the enemy of Anu.
That's right. Say that.
There's a question in the chat room. Somebody wants to know, Son of Man, why should we love the ancestors?
Easy, because your ancestors are trees. That is all the way from Anu, the source of existence.
Well, we
and
know.
When you have respect, excuse me a minute.
Okay.
When you have that respect and honor to feel the pain of those who died for righteousness, I've heard many people talk about the Bible saying that those who was persecuted, those who was lynched, murdered, raped, and tortured for righteousness. That's our ancestor tree.
All the way back.
Let me do this right here. A lineage is involved here. a genetic lineage is involved here. I don't care how they tie it into the vine. I don't care how they try to eliminate us. We are the nucleus of the universes of existence.
Right. Son of man, some of our ancestors, we don't know all of our ancestors, most of us, some of us. And some of our ancestors were devils, simply put. So how do we discern between the ancestors that were righteous and the ones that were about devilishment?
Because inside of you is the divine source of existence. And we understand disagreeableness and agreeableness. We understand those things. And when you have an understanding, you become an, when you leave that understanding with the great wisdom of the source of existence, you become an overstanding person. And you have that overstanding view, vision, and not a tone vision, that all of this took place in the all. And what we are is the tyranny of the all, the source of existence. And we
right.
must understand how things came and how things came about and how people did what they did. And understanding that gives us an understanding to rise up above that and not be caught up in what they did wrong.
Right.
Your ancestor tree is that you represent that divine order of the creator of the balanced universe when you rise up and don't make the mistakes that they did. And be like those that were righteous. And be like those that lived in the order of Anu. And not set up an order of a Luciferian order. But it's all in all. So we have a sense of responsibility due to that way of living.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking... Right. I was thinking, you know, some of us, you know, how can I put this? Like I was doing the thinking about the devil. We know that the devil is one of the fallen angels, according to the Bible. And the devil has the ability to be agreeable, sort of like Cain and Abel. People have the tendency to mark one as agreeable and the other as disagreeable, but they were just disagreeable at one point in time or agreeable at one point in time. But they both possess the capability to be agreeable or disagreeable. And we know that the devil is a part of the all and exists in the all, just as we do.
Let's cut it real short right here, real fast, since we have a little time. What you're talking about is a rebellion nation to recalcitrate. What you're talking about is a person that will deny and refuse to obey an order from Anu. Now, that being Azazel, that's a different type of devil. That's the father of the devilishment on this planet. And we know about Philip. We know about his wife, right?
Right.
You know that, don't you? Okay, now, let's deal with the facts of reality for a moment. To live in that essence back then and to know what's going on now, to reflect on what took place to cause people and they failed the test, you understand?
Right.
And they did not accept the true way, the right way. So they chose of their own to go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
That is a center of us having the thought one way on one side and a thought on another side. When we go to the center, we focus on what pleases our creator. And like there's a part in the Holy Tablet, and he can say, I don't care what you say. I'd rather please the sustainer than to hear your murmuring, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And that was about getting something for the Adamite project.
Right.
Go ahead. I want to say one more thing. We have the ability to do this. We have the ability to refrigerate. We have the ability to create, to make things. We have the ability to take things and turn it the way it's supposed to be turned. We have that ability to turn right?
Right.
To turn wrong from being wrong to right. We have the ability to change things like his holiday. We can change it. So become more family-oriented, more business-like. You understand? Instead of throwing away our money to his devil system, buying his cheap stuff anyway. And most of the stuff we get hurt us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a system where we can buy from each other and not them. We can change things because we have that creative spirit in us. We did wrong, we can stop doing wrong. We can do right.
Can I ask a quick question before you go off,
yes.
Sir?
Yes.
When we was talking about having the ability to be disagreeable and agreeable and choosing an act, it seems like you're equating a disagreeable act with disobedience to a no.
No.
Okay.
Let me tell you what disagreeable is as far as the elders. It is a conversation where people dispute something, agree to something, dispute something, and then come together. It's like I got a 180 party. You got the other 180. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And you bring up the part, you said, damn, using the word, wow, I disagree. And the other person said, well, why do you disagree? And you explain why you disagree. And the person said, well, I see your point. But that's not evil. You understand?
Yeah.
It's like me talking, I'm going to give you an example. Like me talking to my wife. And my wife said, oh, I disagree. I said, why do you disagree? Explain it. And she explained her point. I said, oh, I see a valid point in that. You know what I mean?
Whoa, you disagree with your wife?
It's a conversation from 180 to another 180 to come to a 360 and center it on agreement. And that's when we have in our order as elders, we do agree in perfect harmony because our discussion has taken place.
I see.
You know, it's like if you make man, he's going to do this. He's going to do that. A discussion took place. Well, I make this creature. You understand what I'm saying? Discussion took place in the Adamite project.
Thank you for clarifying that, son of man. This has been beautiful, man. I really love the show. You on fire, man.
You are too. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're questioning. You've been taught the principles, and you have a great, strong mind. Spirit force in you, just like the son of man. Everybody on this show, I am not going to be put on that pedestal that I'm the savior of the world. No. We're going to save each other. We're going to help each other.
And with that being said, son of man, we're going to go ahead and close out. We ask that you all join us back here next Sunday at noon for another show with the Son of Man, Yahshua El Messiah.
Peace, Yahshua.
Peace.
Putting it walking my own freedom, running it in my song, singing loud and strong, moving all day long. I'm begging my freedom, running it in my soul.